Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're diving into something, well, frankly, pretty stressful for almost every organization out there, data recovery, specifically how to handle it when ransomware hits. We've waded through a big pile of research on cybersecurity, on architecture, and our mission really is to pull out the crucial bits you need. The goal, a recovery plan that actually gets you back up and running in under 24 hours, not just on paper. And let's not downplay the stakes here. They're high, terrifyingly high. We found this one stat that just jumps out. Something like 60% of small and medium businesses hit by major data loss. They're gone within 6 months. Closed. This isn't just some IT headache anymore. It's genuinely an existential threat.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the game has changed completely. Attackers, they're not dumb. They know your backup is your last resort. The research is crystal clear on this. Modern ransomware isn't just scrambling your main files. No, it's actively hunting down your backup files, your NAS devices, the whole backup infrastructure. So those traditional backup methods, they become, well, a massive single point of failure.
Yeah. So our focus today, this whole deep dive, is figuring out what it really takes to hit a solid 24-hour recovery time objective, RTO. Because hitting that time frame, that turns a potential company killer into, well, a really bad day, but manageable. Think about it. The average SMB bleeds around $8,000 an hour during downtime. Speed is literally money here. So to get that 24-hour recovery, the sources point to a mix. Need immutable backups, that's key, plus automated recovery, and you absolutely have to test it constantly.
Okay, immutable backups. Let's unpack that. If attackers are actively trying to trash the backups, we need something fundamentally different, something non-negotiable. Immutability sounds like that layer. I found this part really compelling in the research. It's not just a nice-to-have feature. It's presented as a technical must-have. But how exactly does that work? Because, you know, if I'm an admin and my account gets compromised, shouldn't I be able to delete anything?
That's precisely the problem it solves. The sources describe immutable backups almost like a digital time capsule for your data. Once that backup copy is made, nobody can change it, encrypt it, or delete it. Not even a super admin with all the privileges.
Yeah.
Not until a preset clock runs out, that retention period, and the tech behind it. It's often called worm, right? Once read many.
Warmer, like burning a CD back in the day. Once it's on there, it's on there.
Exactly. Perfect analogy. It's written, and that's it. You can read it as many times as you want, but you can't rewrite or erase. And the key is where this lock happens. It's implemented deep down at the storage level itself, either in the hardware or specialized software. So even if attacker gets admin passwords for the OS or the backup app, they can't touch the immutable copies because the lock isn't controlled there.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense. It bypasses the usual vulnerable points. But hold on. What about snapshots? We've relied on snapshots for quick rollbacks for ages. Why aren't they enough against ransomware now?
That's a really common question and a good one. Snapshots are great for, say, recovering from a bad software update or accidental deletion, quick operational stuff. But the problem is they usually live on the same system or the same storage array as your live data.
So if the whole system gets encrypted.
Exactly. The snapshots get encrypted right along with everything else. Or if the attacker gets control of the storage system, they can often just delete the snapshots.
Yeah.
The research really hammers this home. True immutability needs that separate locked storage using worm. It has to be fundamentally isolated from the production environment's potential compromises.
Got it. Separate and locked down. So immutability is the shield. What about the engine for recovery? The sources get specific here, mentioning a hybrid approach using Veeam and QNow. Veeam, most people listening probably know, is a huge player in VM and cloud backup, known for some pretty smart features like application awareness. And QNow, they provide the hardware, right? Enterprise NAS systems with that built-in worm feature.
Right. And the integration between them is where the magic happens for hitting that 24-hour RTO. The big advantage, highlighted in the research, is speed. Particularly Veeam's instant recovery capability. This lets IT teams boot virtual machines directly from the backup data stored in the QNAP NAS.
Directly from the backup, so you don't have to wait for hours copying terabytes back first.
Precisely. You can fire up critical VMs almost immediately, running them right off the QNAP. Downtime shrinks from hours or days to potentially just minutes for those essential services. Meanwhile, the full permanent restore process can happen in the background without the intense pressure. It fundamentally changes how you think about RTO. And there's a cost angle, too, which the sources mention. Using that local QNAP for the immediate recovery reduces your dependence on pulling massive amounts of data back from the cloud in an emergency.
Avoiding those nasty cloud egress fees.
Exactly. Those can bite you hard. Recovering terabytes from cloud storage can suddenly cost thousands, maybe tens of thousands you didn't budget for right when you can least afford it. So this hybrid model gives you that critical local speed and protection, plus, you know, a bit more budget predictability.
Okay, that's a powerful combo. Speed and cost effectiveness. Now, you mentioned earlier that the old backup rules might not be enough. The classic 3-2-1 rule. The sources say we need more.
We do. The threat landscape demands more rigor. So 3-2-1 is still the foundation, absolutely. Three copies of your data on two different types of media, with at least one copy offsite, that's baseline. But now we talk about the 3-2-1-1-0 rule.
Okay, adding two more numbers, what do the extra 1 and 0 stand for?
Good question. The first new one mandates that one of those copies must be immutable or air-gapped, physically or logically isolated. That's your QNAP worm repository, or maybe tape, or true air-gap system. And the 0, that stands for zero errors, which sounds simple, but it means your backups have been verified, tested, and proven recoverable. No errors found during recovery testing.
Zero errors through testing. That sounds crucial. So architecturally, how does this 3-2-1-1-0 setup look in practice, especially thinking about that isolation piece?
Okay, so you typically have your production data, then your primary backups running frequently, maybe to standard disk. Then copy number 2 goes to your QNAP NAS, configured with Worm for immutability. That's your local, fast, secure copy, the first one. Copy number 3 needs to be offsite. That's often cloud replication of Veeam's, and Veeam works with Azure, AWS, Wasabi, lots of providers. This covers you against like a fire or flood at your main site, the original one for offsite. And the air gap or logical isolation piece is vital. The QNAPI, even though local, needs to be on a separate network segment. Think isolated VLANs, different credentials, strict firewall rules between production and backup networks.
So even if an attacker gets into the main network, they can't easily jump over and hit the backups?
That's the goal. You want to make it as hard as possible, ideally impossible, for lateral movement to reach that backup infrastructure. Isolation is layered security.
Isolation, immutability, offsite copies. Makes sense. Now, how do we actually measure success here? We've mentioned RTO. The research also talks about RPO. RPO, recovery point objective, right? That's about data loss tolerance. How much data can you afford to lose? Measured in time, like if your RPO is 4 hours, you need backups every 4 hours or less.
Exactly. It dictates your backup frequency. Mm-hmm. And RTO, recovery time objective, dictates how fast you need to get systems back online after disaster strikes. You might have an overall RTO of 24 hours for the whole business, but maybe your domain controllers or your main database needs an RTO of just, say, 2 hours. Much more aggressive.
And is that 2-hour RTO realistic? The sources seem to suggest it is with this kind of setup.
Yes. The case studies and FAQs in the research confirm that. Organizations using this Veeam QNAPI immutable setup often achieve recovery for critical systems in that 2 to 4 hour window.
Mm-hmm.
But, this is a huge but, only if they've automated and tested it. Automation is key here. Tools like Veeam Sure Backup are mentioned specifically. It's designed to automatically spin up your backup VMs in a safe, isolated sandbox environment every day.
So it tests the backups automatically.
Yes, and not just, can I read the file?
Yeah.
It boots the VM, pings it, checks if critical applications or databases inside are responding. It verifies recoverability, not just backup completion. If a test fails, you get an alert before a real disaster.
That's proactive. Beats finding out your backups are bad when you actually need them.
Absolutely. And beyond just testing individual machines, you need orchestrated recovery plans. You define the exact boot order, like Active Directory first, then essential databases, then application servers, then file shares. Without that plan, recovery attempts can descend into chaos. Everyone trying to restore different things at once, dependencies failing. Orchestration ensures you hit those RTOs methodically.
And testing frequency. How often do the sources recommend?
Minimum quarterly full recovery tests. Actually restore significant parts of your environment. Plus, regular tabletop exercises involving leadership, not just IT. Everyone needs to know their role in a disaster. Because, as the research bluntly states, an untested recovery plan is just a theory. Maybe even just a hope.
A hope is not a strategy. Okay, harsh but fair. Let's switch gears slightly. What are the common pitfalls? The mistakes organizations make that kill their recovery plans, even if they think they're doing things right. Mistake 1, we touched on it. Backups living on the same flat network as production. No isolation. Attacker gets in, moves sideways, boom, backups are gone or encrypted.
Yep. Mistake 2, poor credential hygiene for the backup system itself. No MFA, shared passwords. Those backup admin accounts are gold mines for attackers because they touch everything. Compromise that, and your immutability might not save you if they can disable the controls or delete non-immutable copies.
Okay, number three, you mentioned this earlier too, ignoring cloud egress costs. Thinking, oh, we'll just pull it all back from the cloud, then getting hit with a massive unexpected bill that halts the recovery. Need that local speed.
Precisely. And mistake number four relates to retention, not keeping backups long enough. Malware can sit dormant for weeks, even months sometimes. If your retention is only 14 days and you discover a breach from 30 days ago, you might actually have zero clean recovery points left. You've just been backing up the infected data. You need that historical depth.
Historical depth, that ties back to the immutability, making sure those older copies are safe and available. And this whole structure, it's not just good practice anymore, is it? It's increasingly tied to compliance.
Absolutely. The sources link this directly to regulatory requirements. Think Aturia in healthcare. It mandates retrievable exact copies of patient data and documented disaster recovery plans. Immutability is strong proof of data integrity for auditors, or things like SOC2, CMMC for defense contractors. These frameworks have specific controls demanding offline or immutable backups, encryption, and crucially, regular documented recovery testing. So building this kind of robust, immutable tested architecture isn't just about surviving ransomware. It helps you tick those compliance boxes much more easily.
It really feels like the core message from all this research is a fundamental shift. Backup isn't just a nightly task anymore. It's an active, hardened, constantly verified security architecture. It's survival.
That sums it up perfectly. Moving from just doing backups to building an immutable, automated, and rigorously tested recovery capability, that's how you confidently face modern threats and actually meet that critical 24-hour RTO. It's table stakes now.
Okay, that brings our deep dive to a close. We've seen how the right setup, properly implemented and tested, can bring critical systems back in just a few hours. But that word tested keeps coming up. The research consistently says an untested plan is just a theory. So, the final thought we want to leave you with is this: when was the last time your organization proved its 24-hour recovery goal wasn't just a theory on paper, but a tested, confirmed reality? Something to think about.